hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, December the 12th. If you're started already, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And if you're just getting underway this morning, let me just tell you, it is cold outside. It's another chilly morning, but it feels good. It feels like winter, and it just makes you feel like Christmas is certainly on the way, and we know that it is. 14 days, 16 hours, 22 minutes, and 0 seconds. We're counting down Christmas, and we have dubbed not only last month, but this month, every day, the Thankful Zone. So as you're traveling in this morning, we hope that you can find at least one thing to be thankful about. And this morning, as I was getting ready, you know, I started thinking, sometimes we just think about those big things. But, you know, more and more, I'm starting to look for those little simple things like waking up in the morning to a toasty, warm home. You know what? Just little things that we take for granted, you know. And when you think about how critically important those things are and how they make our lives so much better, it gives you a lot to be thankful about. Now, this morning, as you're driving in, hopefully in your warm, toasty vehicles, well, there's some people that are not so toasty. There are those kids that are standing at bus stops. It's damp. It's cold outside. Please make sure that you slow down. Give yourself enough time to get there safely. Watch out for kids standing at bus stops. I say this every single morning because we see it every morning. Kids, in many cases, are not attended by an adult, and they're just standing and they're waiting. And usually they're doing other things. They are distracted, so you can't be distracted. Watch out for those school zones and school buses. You know what? I know in the morning, the worst thing that you can do for yourself, you feel, especially if you have not given yourself enough time or you've only given yourself just enough time, is to get behind a school bus. Well, the fact of the matter is this. They're stopping. They're making frequent stops. You got to slow down. Also, those school zones, you know already, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So that means that you got to slow down. Especially if you're on highways. Sometimes the temptation is just simply not to slow down, to stay at your speed zone, but you got to slow down through those school zones, especially on the highway. Even though they're not
kids that are crossing their school buses. There's traffic that's crossing into that school zone, headed into schools. So there's a lot happening. And on these mornings when the roads are still just slippery from the rain last night, it's critically important that you be mindful as you're traveling in this morning. It's Tuesday. We hope that you have your momentum from yesterday. We want to have our momentum not just on Momentum Monday, but every single day. You need that momentum to get you up, to get you started. And you know what? I decided this morning that, you know what, every morning that you wake up, it may not be, you may not be cheerful, you may not feel excited about it, but we have a decision. We can make a decision on how we feel. And whether you believe that or not, it is absolutely 100% true. You can decide how you want to feel. You know, if you're feeling a little bit melancholy and you're not really sure, well, you know what? All you got to do is just change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, it changes everything. Hey, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they're going to be coming in and they're going to be sharing with all of you, especially those people that are dreaming of a new home, home ownership. Also, if you're looking to refinance or you're just looking to invest, they're going to tell you how. But in the meantime, you can simply phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. You can log on 24/7, hicksonhasit.com. At McDonald's of Pineville. Y'all, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hicks. HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, December the 10th, and if you're just getting started, it's 7:47. We hope that you're on your way by now, AM Central Standard Time, 8:47 Eastern. And I tell you what, it is cold outside. But this morning, you know what? As we were getting ready and getting here and thinking about this morning's show, I just thought about the celebration of life and what that means to each and every one of us and the opportunities that lie within each and every one of us. And it is our mission every single day to find great thought leaders around the world who are what we call game changers, who start out pregnant and they're not afraid of birthing. They're not afraid of going through the process. They're not afraid of lamenting. They push past that fear to become who God has called them to be. And you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about the next season and the new year, and a lot of people will be moving into new seasons. And so we love to tell stories about those people who have gone from one season in their life to the next season, because we truly believe that each story will give life to your story, to the next story, and the next, and the next, and the next. And so this morning we're going to be speaking to a lady who moved out of her comfort zone and moved into the next season in her life. And I believe that the more of those stories that we hear, the more of those stories that we hear, the more they're going to encourage the next person. You know, it's one thing to see people who are famous and who are already doing a thing, but it's quite another to see ordinary people who start to do extraordinary things. And the only way that they do it is just like each and every one of us, DC. They step out of where they are and they step into where they believe they've been called to be. And it starts with work. And it's a process. And it's a journey. And when you start to move into that season, sometimes, you know, it's so intricate the way that we move into the season, but it's got to start somewhere. And we love to share those stories because we understand, or, you know, when you look at a story and you look at a person's life, that's not to say because somebody else is doing it, you can, because each person's mission and purpose is certainly different. But what it does, hopefully, is it speaks to possibility. The possibility that if it can happen for someone else, if they can dare to dream, if they can dare to change where they are and move into where they know they're supposed to be, that it can happen for anybody. And so when I start to think about those people that have moved into what they love doing and they set a mission for their life, I get so excited about the possibility. And, you know, we've said this many, many times. We read articles. We read probably everything that we can get our hands on just so that we can find amazing stories that we can share with you about people doing what it is that they were called to do. And so each time we do that, we hope that it'll perk something in you, that something will rise up in you, that there will be a scratching on the inside that will make you so totally uncomfortable with where you are, especially if you know that that's not where you're supposed to be. And sometimes you can be in a place and you can just get comfortable. You know how you can be at a job and it's not the job you're supposed to be at, but you have gotten accustomed to the routine. You know how to do the job. It's become easy to you. And you just get there and you stay there because it's comfortable. You're no longer challenged by the job any longer. It's just a routine. And sometimes we can get so stuck in a routine. And then, not to mention, add this dynamic. You may get some power or some props for being in that particular job. It may identify you, and people know you because you are such and such. You may have a title. But really, you know somewhere deep, deep down inside that there's something else that you should be doing. But because others have said to you, it's good and you're successful, and why would you want to do anything else? And you may make decent money or you may not. But a lot of times, especially women, we get caught up in titles and what people call us and, you know, being who we are in that moment. But you know what? This morning, we're going to share a woman's story with you that says, you know what? Those titles and those things really garner you nothing if you are not where you're supposed to be, if you are not on the road to your destiny, if you are not taking steps to live your purpose, if the world is missing your supply. It doesn't matter how much money you're making or how much or how little. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're not in the place that you're supposed to be. And so this morning, as I was thinking on the way in and just meditating on Erin Cox, who's our guest this morning, on her story and the things that she's done, it really invoked in me an excitement for all of us who are going to hear her story and who are going to be empowered by her story to say, you know what, we're moving into the next season. We're moving into a new year. Let's be where we're supposed to be. Let's be in the right places at the right time with the right people. And that's what we're talking about this morning. And if that's you, this is a conversation that you absolutely cannot afford to miss. Let me just say that this segment, however, of the OPT Network is sponsored by UDB Insurance. You know, there is so much conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act and what it means and what it's going to look like. Well, UDB Insurance and Wesley Watkins can help you successfully navigate the Affordable Health Care Act. And here's how. All you've got to do is phone him, 318-445, God bless you, 9359. The consultation is absolutely 100% free. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Davis One Stop. Remember, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're up and you're started by now. It's 7:59 a.m. Central Standard, 8:59 Eastern. And before we went to break, you know I was telling you about being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing. And we found this incredible writer, author, life coach. Her name is Erin Cox, and she's the mother of three. She advises mothers on how to live a more balanced, more joyful, and a healthy life. She is the author of One Hot Mama, and her mission is simply this: to love, nurture, and support moms so they can love themselves, live their best lives, and take care of them and their families. We welcome Erin Cox all the way from Oregon to the OPT Network. Erin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Absolutely. So, Erin, you know, you wrote the book One Hot Mama, but I want to rewind your life because you are one of those women that many of us are and understand. You were, in your previous life, you were an environmental engineer. And let's talk about what happened on the journey.
Well, you know, I was very comfortable in my role. I was gaining some seniority. Then I had my first daughter. And at that time, my husband is an Air Force pilot, and we were living out in the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
And I just remember feeling really lonely and alone and realizing how much harder motherhood was than I ever imagined it to be. And I felt, you know, as soon as I had my daughter, that I wasn't so sure about working full-time anymore. Every day that I would go to work and leave her with somebody else, I just felt this tugging at my heart. But I'd gone to school for so long, you know, I'd gone to graduate school, so I just kept forging forward and doing the same thing. And then a couple years later, we'd actually by this time moved to your part of the world. We'd moved to Destin, Florida. I'd moved up the corporate ladder a little bit more. And I ended up having a, you know, pretty midterm miscarriage. And that was just an extremely painful thing for me. You know, things had always just gone so smoothly in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really woke me up in some respects. And it was such a painful thing for me that it forced me to wake up every morning and start to do a meditation practice and a prayer practice. And once I started doing that, it was amazing what I started to feel and what I started to understand. And I started to know deep inside that my purpose was something bigger. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was, though. I have to tell you, Charlotte, it wasn't an immediate thing. But it was a sense of discontent. And so I went back to work, and I just started this practice of trying to figure out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up having my second child, my second daughter.
Let me stop you right there, Erin. You talked about after you lost your second baby, how profound and how that loss changed your life. Did you at that time have a relationship that you would have considered a spiritual relationship with God, and was that like sort of the catalyst that started to propel you into a different direction?
Oh, without a doubt, that was the catalyst. The catalyst, the pain. I'd never experienced pain on that level. And, you know, before I'd grown up going to church, I had a somewhat of a relationship with God, but it wasn't this deeply spiritual relationship where I had a personal relationship, you know, where I could, mm-hmm. I could almost hear God's voice, and I just had more of a knowing because I took the time to be still.
Mm. Wow. And so in that stillness, you start to feel what as you're going through this time of prayer and meditation? What kind of revelations are you starting to have about your life, being an engineer, where you are and where maybe you need to be?
Well, it was interesting because I had just an underlying sense of discontent every time I went to work. And I knew I was doing good work as an environmental engineer. I actually did a lot of work in your part of the world. I was doing a lot of environmental remediation on the coast, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. But I just had this deep feeling inside that I was meant to do something bigger, to inspire people on a more one-on-one level and on a deeper level. And this idea for a book just wouldn't leave my head. And seeing all my friends, especially the other Air Force spouses and other young mothers and mothers just of all ages, really struggling to keep their identities. And then at that same time, I realized I was holding on to my career as an environmental engineer because I'd put so much into it. And, you know, it was just a really long process. But I did start to just become more and more clear every day that I was supposed to be a writer. And once I made that decision, mm-hmm. and it was a conscious decision, the series of events that happened for me to have a publishing contract and publish my book, and the path has been amazingly smooth, mm-hmm. and divine events have just fallen into my path. If you want to talk about like manifestation, mm-hmm. it just all started, when I set my mind to it, it all just started happening.
And so at that moment when you know that you're supposed to move out of being an environmental engineer, I guess something that you had worked very hard for and thought that maybe you would do for the most part your life, when you start moving away from that, what do people around you start to say?
You know, that's a very interesting question. You know, my husband
what does he
was
say?
Like, he thought I was a little crazy. He was ultimately supportive, mm-hmm. extremely supportive. But, you know, he'd gotten comfortable. I had a good salary coming in, and our lifestyle had gotten very comfortable with my salary and his. And my family was thinking, you know, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. Part of it was I think they thought, oh, she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. Uh-huh. And I think they thought I was just sort of like slowly using this writing thing as an excuse to be like, oh, I'm going to stay home. And, you know, part of it was I really love raising my children. And if I decide to go back and be in a big corporate world once again, you know, that could happen, I mm-hmm, suppose. But mm-hmm.
And so, Erin, let me ask you this. How do you detach your ego that is connected to being a quote-unquote environmental engineer when all of these people around you are probably thinking she's going through a phase, it's her hormones, you know what I'm saying? The things that people would ultimately say, how do you sort of detach from that and say, yeah, this is great, but I think that there's something greater?
You know, it really was just a practice of clarity. And there were moments where I took a step back. You know, I thought, well, maybe I am making a mistake. Even when I called to quit my job just a year ago, finally, I had whittled down to part-time and flex time. And I realized it was such a part of my identity. And my ego had gotten to the point where I thought, oh, I don't know if my company can do it without me. And of course they can do it without me. And they have just fine. And you know, once you just sort of realize the drive in your heart, or that feeling becomes so strong that you know ignoring it and stuffing it down would just lead to your ultimate unhappiness and just a life of mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't willing to do that. I just wasn't willing to do that. The voice inside was just too strong.
And so you start on this journey. You get the title, or you get this in your belly where you're pregnant with this book, One Hot Mama. Now, the title is really, it sounds different from really what the book is, because the book is really all-encompassing. Talk about how you start on the journey, because every single day I meet somebody, mostly women, almost every day, that say, I'm supposed to write a book. Talk about how that happens.
Well, what I did is I just started carving out little bits and pieces of time to write, even when I was still working, you know, for the other company, mm-hmm. obviously. And my husband, I remember for Mother's Day one year, he got me a two-night stay at the Destin, I think it's a Hilton right on the beach. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best gifts, but I wrote like two chapters. And so finally, I looked at how do you get a publishing contract? I was so green. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I started doing some research, and I saw that you had to write a book proposal. And the interesting thing was, as an environmental engineer, I'd gotten to be very good at writing proposals for my company, mm-hmm. and helping us win big projects with, like, the Corps of Engineers and other mm-hmm. big entities. So I knew how to write a proposal. But I found a workshop sponsored by a publishing company on how to write book proposals. And here's the funny thing about this story, just because I think you have a spiritual side here. When I found this workshop, it would happen to be on a Caribbean cruise.
Wow.
And I remember showing it to my husband, and by this time I had two little, really young kids, and he looked at me and said, "Are you crazy? You want to go on a Caribbean cruise?" And I said, "I just have this feeling. I need to go to this." And so I put the flyer for this cruise up on a bulletin board in my laundry room, and I looked at it, and I really wanted to go. And, you know, he just didn't think it was financially feasible. So sure enough, December of 2010, I guess it was, right when registration was closing, we got a totally unexpected check in the mail from the hospital where my daughter had been born because we'd somehow overpaid.
Wow.
And I tried to call the hospital. I'm like, this must be a mistake. I called, you know, we have military insurance. And I said, there must be a mistake. And I said, no. I still to this day don't understand it because that doesn't ever happen.
Right, right.
So I went on this cruise. It was a week-long cruise. My mom came with me. I learned how to write a book proposal. The last day of this workshop, they said everybody on this in this class gets to submit a book proposal directly to the publisher, which is highly unusual because usually you have to find an agent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very lengthy process. But sure enough, I wrote my proposal, and at this time we were in the process of moving to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And July 27th of 2011, it was my birthday, and we got the keys to our new house here in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone call from the publishing company's CEO telling me that I had won a publishing contract.
Wow. And so when you get this call, what are you thinking? Are you thinking, this can't be real?
The strange thing was, honestly, I had been expecting it. I was, like, ready for the call.
Wow.
Which is really weird.
And so the CEO of Hay House Books calls you up?
Reed Tracy. He's now a personal friend.
Wow. And what does he say in that conversation to you, Erin?
He says, you know, he's the most mellow guy. He just says, you know, Erin, I'd like to let you know that you've won a publishing contract with Hay House with an advance. And he was so cool. You know, he basically gave me like a 20-minute mentoring session right there on how to do my website, because I created a website called Her Inspired Life.
Mm-hmm.
And they really liked the website, but, you know, he advised me that everything needed to be under Erin Cox. You know, we talked about how long I needed to write the book. And, you know, it was just kind of a surreal event, and I really wish I would have been able to record it, because it was just one of those life-changing moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do this, Erin. I got to get a break here. But when we come back, we'll have more of Erin's story, but most importantly, how you can push past the fear to find your purpose and start to live in your destiny. This segment is sponsored by Legacy Floral Designs. For the best floral designs for any occasions, here's the number, 318-321-1991. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, Walker Automotive Group, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. For home, auto, and life insurance, here's the number, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I know you've got it together by now. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 18 minutes after 9. And our guest this morning is Erin Cox. She is an author, a life coach, and the mother of three who advises mothers on how to live a more balanced, more joyful, and a healthy life. And her book is entitled One Hot Mama. And so now, Erin, we've gone through you leaving your job as an environmental engineer, moving into the writing world. Tell us how you pushed past your fears to get to that moment.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I think anytime you do something that causes a change in your life or you're in a new realm, like, you know, it was really easy for me as an environmental engineer. I'd truly become an expert. And so launching myself into an entirely new career field where I knew very little,
mm-hmm.
it definitely brought up a lot of insecurities and fear that I didn't even know I'd had. And I really had to do a lot of the same things that I coach other women to do. It was very humbling, you know, just take a really interesting perspective. And you know what I realized is that I really couldn't fail. If things didn't go as well as I'd hoped they would, that was a learning experience. And it just helped me tweak what I was doing or try something a little different. And I truly believe that. I mean, we have a label called failure. And really, can you truly fail? If you consider it a learning experience, something to totally, I mean, sure, you could call it a failure, but that's such a negative connotation, and it paralyzes people from taking big steps. It paralyzes people from doing what they're supposed to do.
So, and don't you think it more than that, it paralyzes us from trying?
Absolutely, from taking that first step. It's easier to stay in your comfort zone. There's no doubt. But the way I feel about my life now is incredible. I'm crafting my own life. I work when I want to work. Like, for example, today my daughter has her Christmas play at school, my oldest child, and I've made it so I'm just working 3 hours today. I can do whatever I want, and I've figured out how to make a business around it. And sure, there's been moments where I have been totally paralyzed with fear, but just really becoming clear about my mission and doing a lot of self-love too, you know, when I've had that overwhelming fear and I feel like, you know, I'm just not having a good day. I'm feeling very, maybe
uneasy,
not sure about my
uneasy,
next step. Uneasy. I just take a day off. I just, you know, put away the computer, hang out with my kids, watch a movie with my husband and get a good night of sleep. And the next morning, inevitably, I have a clear sense of direction and the fear has subsided.
And I want you to,
people need to know it's okay to feel afraid.
Absolutely. And I want you to talk about, as we talk about the fear, that negative self-chatter, because, you know, that negativity will ultimately come in and say to you, who are you? Who are you to be telling people this, that, and the other? And how you quail that and just know that you are living in your purpose. How have you done that?
Oh, of course. You know, those negative voices certainly have come up for me, especially, like I said, when I'm doing something slightly out of my comfort zone. And I've had those moments, like, who am I to tell people to do this? But, you know, it literally with practice, with I'm a big believer in affirmations.
Me too.
And in my meditation time, yes. And I know that people think they sound a little cheesy, but we have neural networks that are truly ingrained in our subconscious by things we've heard other people say about us, by things we've said ourselves. And the negative chatter is habitual. You know, who am I to say this? I'm a failure. I am this. I am that. And if you can really reprogram, create affirmations around what you're most afraid of, what negative things you hear yourself thinking the most often, and repeating those to truly reprogram that subconscious. And over time, it's definitely a practice. It truly does subside, that negative chatter, and it's replaced with positive things. And that's not to say that you're bulletproof or you never have moments of weakness. I'm telling you, every time I do something slightly out of my comfort zone or I challenge myself a little, those negative thoughts come up every once in a while. But I guess the practice has become to be more aware of my thoughts, to put more space between my thoughts and realizing that not all of them are true.
Right. Absolutely. And I think what we were so drawn to is the fact that you had it in your heart to love, nurture, and support other women. And you're doing that in a really, really big way with something that you're calling divinely guiding women into their dreams of business or whatever it is that they're dreaming about doing. Talk about that.
Well, here's the thing. I think a lot of us choose careers as young women that kind of are our parents' ideas or things we do to please people. I look back at why I chose my career field, and I definitely loved the environment. But I think I wanted to impress people. So I think over time, I had that sense of longing and that sense of just knowing I was meant to do something bigger. And so many women have that longing.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, when women become mothers, it is often a pivotal point in their lives
mm-hmm.
where they realize they don't want to be away from their children unless it's something that is so important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Their life's calling, their life's work, and everybody has one.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a range of things, but, you know, inspiring people in some way or helping people really directly, or maybe it's an artist, whatever it is, it's that thing that you can't stop thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when I had the book in my heart, I remember just the thought wouldn't go away. It became so ingrained in my heart and it's aching almost, like I had to write it. I had to do it.
And so I think you said something very powerful, though, Erin. And I think that, first of all, before anybody can get to the point where you are and where we're all trying to go is moving into our destiny, we have to first stop trying to impress people with who we are and what we have, especially when it comes to a title. Because if we're really authentically truthful, many of us are so entrenched in our titles and what people think of us that it's very, very difficult to move away from that, to really move into your destiny or your calling, because it doesn't look like what people thought it was supposed to look like.
Oh, absolutely. And we become attached to those titles. It becomes a part of who we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't want to disappoint people because I knew that my parents, you know, they were proud of the fact that I'd gone to graduate school and was, you know, had a successful career. My husband was proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I felt like I was kind of letting people down. But it turns out when you start doing your soul's work, you feel, and it takes time. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
But it just all becomes so you're so sure about it
mm-hmm.
that you can easily cut those ties. And, you know, I'm so grateful for all those years I did other work because I think it was a part of the journey I had to take. I learned to speak in front of city councils and huge groups of people and scientific conferences. I got to learn how to do contracts and things that are helping me with my business now.
Mm-hmm.
I gained the confidence to do what I'm doing. I don't think I could have done what I am doing today without all of that experience.
Mm-hmm.
That
preparation that prepared you.
Absolutely. It prepared me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are like, well, I didn't do it right out of college. So what's the point at this time? Now I have 3 kids or, you know, it wasn't easy to give up that salary and to take a huge leap when we had a family. It definitely was a financial impact too, because the money just doesn't come pouring in when you write a book right away. It takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just had to be, I had to be very firm in what I was meant to do to make those sacrifices and give up the material luxuries too, to follow my dream.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing that I want you to talk about, Erin, before we've got to let you go, is you've written a lot for the Huffington Post. And I really love those articles. I mean, really have meditated on a lot of them. I think that this is, I mean, really, really powerful, and I mean that. And I have read probably almost, well, many of the ones that you've written. You said you've got to stop making excuses. Here's how. Talk about, you know, a couple of ways that people can stop making excuses.
Well, first of all, I just have to say that we all make excuses in our heads. Sometimes we don't even realize the negative chatter allows us to make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was a point when my book first launched that, and I was watching other women in this business class I was taking, and they were doing these crazy things, these big things, and they were probably working 50 hours a week. Well, I only wanted to work 20 hours a week. But I kept on saying to myself, I kept making excuses. And sure, they are reasons, but I was making excuses, and I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I realized that I did not like that I was making excuses. So,
how did you get there, though, Erin? How did you get to yourself, your authentic own truth, that I'm making excuses? How did you get there?
Because I am telling you, when I was making, in my morning meditation and prayer time,
mm-hmm.
when I was praying about certain issues, it would come up into my head, like, this is an excuse. Like, my reality is that I have three kids and I want to work 20 hours. I just needed to fully accept and embrace the limitations on what I'm going to do. You know, I've had to turn down big speaking engagements because I am creating a business that is in complete alignment with my priorities.
Mm.
And so, you know, I have to accept that things aren't going to always go as quickly as I want them to because I've made decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's our human nature oftentimes to make excuses and to, you know, try to make ourselves feel better, but just accepting it and embracing it. And, you know, when I think about this, I just think about my husband. As a fighter pilot, they accept no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
When they screw up, you don't sit and explain it away, which is my nature. You know, if I make a mistake, I'm like, I want people to understand why I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did this, because of this. If I had something that didn't go as well as I wanted it to, I would make a list of excuses. You know, oh, it was because my baby was sick and then
mm-hmm.
this. No, you know, it is that here's what it is. This is what happened. Accept it, embrace it, move on, and stop making excuses because all that does is keeps you where you are.
Absolutely.
Instead of where you're meant to go.
Absolutely. Erin, this has been a powerful conversation, and we want to thank you so much for getting up so early to spend what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Before you go, give everybody your website and let them know how they can connect with you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, my website is Erin Cox, ErinCox.com. And if people have any stories or things that, you know, our conversation sparked them, I'd love to hear from you. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/ Erin Cox Author. Or you can go ahead and email me at erin@erincox.com. And, you know, I love hearing from people. There's nothing that makes my day more than hearing that my message or my book or anything in some way has touched people. So please reach out. Connect with me.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we got to take a break here, but let me just say, Erin, stand by for me, that this segment is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for you and your family. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions, McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. We're going to take a break, everybody, but we're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd.
Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:40 a.m. already, 9:40 a.m. Eastern. And we are 14 days, 15 hours, 19 minutes, and 34 seconds until Christmas. And what that makes me think about is how many more shopping days do we really have? You know, it seems like the holidays have gotten here so quickly that it's upon us. So when you think of 14 days, not much time left at all. Well, you know what? Switching back to Aaron Cox, I just want to share with you that, you know what? We want to tell these stories as we are dawning a new season, because we know that we're all moving into a new season. And I don't know about for you, but for me, every time I hear a powerful story that is not just powerful, but divinely led, it empowers me. It gives me that lift and that zeal. And it really speaks to that word that I love, 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 and its possibility. And one thing that Aaron said that I hope each and every person will grab a hold to, and we've said it a lot on the show, is that you can begin to meditate on what you expect, what you want God to do, what you want to put out there in the universe. You can meditate on that. You can determine what you think about. You can determine the way that you feel. You know, if you start off in the morning, and I'm going to tell you, every single morning, there are voices vying for your attention, good, bad, or indifferent. But you can decide. And she made a decision about her life and about what it would be and what she would do. And she made a decision to come out of where she was and to step into that thing that she believed that God had called her to do. And in that, she is helping women really around the world in what she calls divinely guided businesses. And how many times have you shared with us that you have a divinely guided business, that you know that it's something in your belly that you're trying to birth? Well, now we can understand that there are people out there that will help you with that, people that have the resources, that have the connections. And this is why God has given us the OPT Network, because it is a connections network. It connects people, D.C.
Yes, it does.
From all parts of the country.
But I say I'm going to have to get up early, a little early, and just get here a little early. Okay. I got some business I need to hash out.
Okay. Well, you know what? We say on time is late, and early is on time.
Coward trying to grow some ears.
And so in that, we don't want you to be a coward. We want you to have courage. We want you to have courage to go out and to live your dreams. And a lot of times you see people who are like the cowardly lion, who just sit back and
put them up.
Hide behind excuses. And
yes,
Aaron talked about that.
Yes, she did.
And so we want you to put that cowardice down.
Put it down.
Stand up. Stop making excuses.
Yes, indeed.
And be all that God has called you to be. And the way that you That's do good. It is one step, one thing, one person, one day, and in many cases, 1 minute, 1 hour at a time. But you know what? It takes courage to step out of the boat.
Yes, it does.
It takes real courage. And you know what she said? She said, I've had the opportunity that I've had great opportunities to step out and to go into great environments, speaking engagements. But you know what? Because my life is aligned and I understand where I'm going, it means you have to create a plan. And sometimes the things that you want now, you have to realize that delay doesn't mean a denial. That it just means that now might not be the time, but you do what you can do, and you have to have the courage to start. And courage means getting past what people think. You know, being an environmental engineer and getting the education and going to graduate school and doing all the work, there are always going to be those people that say, are you crazy? You're going to leave this salary to do what? How many books have you written? Who are you? You know, that's what the negative universe will say to you. And then if you're not careful, all that chatter will talk you right out of that thing that God showed you. And that's why it's important to pray and to meditate and to make sure that you are in alignment with God and the universe. It is important. Remember, I was talking about yesterday, 7,000 ways to listen. Well, that doesn't mean that you're listening to 7,000 different things. That just means that there are several different ways that we all have to listen. And many of us have not found that quiet, sacred place to listen. And until you find that place to stop and hear what God is trying to speak into your spirit, you will never move into your destiny. And ultimately, what you'll do is you'll watch people like Aaron Cox. You'll watch the other great people in the world live their dreams and move into that, and you'll never get there.
Absolutely, Carlette. And what'll happen is somebody will move right in under you and just take it all.
Absolutely.
Take it over.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And so that has a lot to do with fear.
Being a coward.
And being a coward. And she said it. She said, you know what? I had to stop massaging my mind. She didn't say those words, but sometimes the mind, in our house, we've always said the mind is a powerful tool, and it believes whatever you tell it. If you tell it it's good, a thing is good, it'll believe it's good. If you tell it it's bad, it'll believe it's bad. Whatever you tell your mind will believe it.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. And so since you have the power, why not use it? Why not stop making excuses? You know, having courage, it takes something bigger than yourself a lot of times. It takes having that divine intervention that you say, you know what, I'm going to throw my heart over the bar, I'm going to get out of the boat, and I'm going to take the first step. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. Hey, everybody, you're on point, the official OPT Network. And this segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Also, remember, you can become a member of the Credit Union with a Heart. They are absolutely dedicated to excellence. And also, we want to remind you that Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging is still looking for foster grandparents. You can literally share today and shape tomorrow. You can be a game changer in a young person's life. And not only that, you can get paid for it, you can get gas mileage, you can get stipends, and you can get meals by simply phoning 318-484-2260. It's 8:48 a.m. Central Standard, 9:48 Eastern, and you're on point. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, This is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you should be there by now. I know it's Tuesday. It's cold, but it feels like fall. Doesn't it feel great? And you know what? This morning, as you're getting there or you're already there, find a way to simply encourage yourself. And one of the ways that you can do that is to start by giving thanks. I started the top of the show with that, by just being thankful. And when you think of all that you have, and you think of all the way that you've come, you know, you can find so many things to be thankful about. And this morning, as I was getting going, you know, I started feeling those little feelings that try to come over you, that try to bring you down. And I made a decision like that, within the snap of a finger, real quick. And I said, you know what? I am not going to allow anything or anybody to steal my joy. And there are forces that come every single minute of the day to try to steal your joy. And you can make a decision. And this morning, I hope that you will decide that you'll choose to be joyful, no matter what your situation. And when you hear great stories like Aaron Cox's story, I would encourage you, go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com if you didn't get Erin's information. And you can find her right there on our website. And if she was talking to you and you've lost your joy, or you think you're losing your joy because you know that you know that you know that you have a book burning deep within your belly and you just don't know how to get it out there, people like Aaron Cox that have become life coaches can help you along the way and to share their experience, their life, and their hope with you for the possibility of your own dream of writing a book. And you know what? We as women, I don't think we do enough. I don't think we reach out enough to each other. It is so hard for us to say, I need help. I'm not sure how to do this. And you know what that is? Quite simply, pride. Put the pride down and find somebody that is willing to help. And I guarantee you, once you put that shield that we call pride down, there are so many people waiting to help you, waiting to help me, just waiting. But guess what? We have not because we don't ask. And if you don't ask, people will never, ever know that you need help. And I guarantee you there is somebody sitting right now waiting to mentor you, waiting to share information with you. And if that person is not willing to share, then that's the person that you don't want to help you anyway. But you just keep moving. You just keep pressing toward the mark. You keep going, keep striving, keep thriving, and keep growing. And you know what? I know that the next season is going to be a great season. I just feel it. I'm declaring it. And we're declaring it over you. The next season is going to be a great season. But you know what? You got to do some things. We've got to do some things. And when you take the first step, guess what? He'll take the next ones. And so it starts with a mentality. And this morning, as we're finishing Tuesday morning, headed straight towards Wind Down Wednesday, I wonder, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Do you want to get down? Are you going to be courageous, or are you going to lay down? And I would speak over you. You are going to be courageous. You're not going to lay down. You're going to get up. Hey, everybody. We thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us, right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. Don't forget, love on yourself and be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. I say, people, what you gonna do?
You gotta get on the groove. If you want your body to move, tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
you've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.kayt.com.